This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump has declared a national emergency, bypassing Congress to build a wall along the southern U.S. border and setting up a legal challenge that could help determine the limits of U.S. presidential power. AP Sagar Magani.
Standing in the Rose Garden, the president said illegal immigration is an invasion of the country, and he's invoking executive powers to fight it. It comes after a rare bipartisan move by Congress to approve a compromise border security package that has little of the money the president's demanded for a border wall. He wants to move billions of dollars from other federal accounts to pay for it.
It's a great thing to do.
But one he knows will face legal challenges and bipartisan criticism for skirting Congress. The Capitol's top two Democrats say they will use every remedy available to protect Congress's constitutional power of the purse. Sagar Magani at the White House. The
president also signed a spending bill that will keep the government open until September. Nigeria's presidential elections, originally scheduled for Saturday, have been postponed until the following Saturday. News agencies quote Independent National Electoral Commission Chairman Mahmoud Yakubu as saying that the proceeding with the election as scheduled is no longer feasible. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy has more.
The decision has been criticized by the ruling APC party, and the chairman of the main opposition party has called it, quote, dangerous to our democracy and unacceptable. The country's presidential elections in 2011 and 2015 were also delayed over logistics and security issues. President Buhari is facing a tight election contest in Africa's largest economy, top oil producer, and most populous nation. The election is now planned for February 23rd.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. More than 200 tons of U.S. humanitarian aid intended for Venezuela is scheduled to begin arriving just across the border in Colombia Saturday. This is after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro blocked it. This is VOA News. California says that it plans to sue over the president's state of emergency declaration, AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the details haven't been worked out yet, but California plans to lead a lawsuit to block the declaration of a state of emergency. Newsom says the state will be harmed more than any other by it, from a misuse of federal money to loss of control of the National Guard to increased drug smuggling.
He is arguing to make the drug problem in America worse by this action, not better.
California has repeatedly taken the president to court the last 2 years. Attorney General Javier Becerra says when this one is filed, it will be the state's 46th lawsuit against Trump. I'm Warren Levinson.
And late Friday, three Texas landowners and an environmental group filed the first suit challenging the president's national emergency declaration. Hundreds of Haitians protested in the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, for the ninth consecutive day on Friday, despite the president's assurances that he understands their pain and is working toward a solution. A protester told VOA Creole, "We are asking the international community to help us get rid of President Jovenel Moïse, because he is working for them." Moïse broke his week-long silence with a national address Thursday night, which is broadcast nationwide on Facebook. He sought to calm and reassure a tense and angry nation. He also reminded the country's most underprivileged citizens that, like them, he too came from humble beginnings. A gunman opened fire at an Illinois factory just after receiving notice of termination from his job on Friday. He killed five fellow workers and wounded five policemen before he was shot by police. The assailant has been identified as 45-year-old Gary Martin. He had worked at the place called the Henry Pratt Company for about 15 years before Friday's violence in the state of Illinois. It unfolded at the firm's sprawling facility about 40 miles west of the city of Chicago. At a late-night news conference, the chief said that it was not yet clear whether the suspect was armed with a handgun was carrying that weapon at the time of his dismissal, or whether or not he brought it in at a later time. The chief said investigators are still looking into whether he had a prior criminal history, but public records so far show that he was convicted in the year 1995 for what's called an aggravated assault in the state of Mississippi. Convicted felons are generally barred from possessing firearms. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.